I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The following podcast contains adult themes, sexual content, and strong language. Basically, all the good stuff. Hello, everybody. We are back. My dad wrote a porno. We are about to open Belinda Blinked 4. Oh, my God. Yay! This feels exciting. It's always nice before we open the book and realise what we're about to get into.
But I think this is the only time we've felt this kind of anticipation.
Alice is so excited, she's left her coat on.
I'm not stopping.
She's literally got a shopping bag in one hand, coat on. As soon as you close that book, she's out the door.
No. As soon as I realise that he's not going to reveal who the special one is, I'm out of here.
What do we think? Will we find out who the special one is today or not?
I don't know if we're going to find out who the special one is because it's, let's face it, it's Rocky Flintstone and anything could happen. But I'm very much going to approach this book very differently this year.
Oh.
Well, because I think he's become a writer of note now. He's writing something legit.
Hit James over the head with a brick. He's having an episode.
I don't know what's wrong with you and I'm worried.
So I won't laugh. I'm going to embrace this with proper critique.
Are we supposed to actually enjoy the book this time?
Yes. There'll be no laughter from me. It'll be like news... It'll be like Newsnight Review.
Oh, okay.
I'll be Kirsty Walk. Alice, you can be someone like Zadie Smith.
I thank you for that.
Jamie, you can be the guest we booked last minute.
It's my dad's book.
There's been a dropout.
You beasts.
No, but what if it just gets really good, this book? I feel like we should stop taking the piss.
No, I hate to be... you know, the sane one here, but we're reading Rocky Flintstone. It's not going to make any sense. It's still going to be as batshit crazy as ever. And we want that, right? It would be weird if it suddenly became good, like a page turner.
Anyway, so as I said, no laughter from me.
Okay, we'll hold you to that.
Can you just mute his mic? It's easier.
I'll take your coat off.
I've told you why. I've dressed in the style of Belinda and I forgot to put a bra on and I'm cold.
She's got Duchess nips under there.
Oh my God, you had her poking through.
Thank God I'm wearing a Helga woolen.
Oh my God, you've come as all the characters rolled into one. She's got a lovely Giselle cropped hairdo.
Wait till you see the thong.
All right, Donna.
How's your dad been?
He's really good, actually. He's currently in Brazil.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I know. He's having his tropical season.
Didn't he send us a picture the other day of him, like, double-fisting Kyprenius?
He did, yeah. He's having a good time. He's enjoying his retirement and also being a literary sensation.
I like the idea of him in Brazil, but I thought he had a sedate kind of time there. But he goes into party mode, am I right?
Oh, yeah. He loves the carnival. In fact, every day's a carnival for him.
I just imagine him at like a pool party going like, hola, yo, Rocky Flintstone.
Does he know we're opening the book tonight?
He does, yes, yeah. He's very excited. He wants to hear what you both think immediately afterwards. So Alice, you can just go in your coat.
Oh, the car's running, so yeah.
You can get
to
Brazil.
Was he congering around? Was he like, great, sounds good, woo!
He'd actually forgotten that we were doing
it. Okay, fair enough. But he wrote them so long ago.
Exactly, and it's not really something that he thinks about until they come out, I guess.
God, he must be as surprised as anyone else when he listens back. He's like, God, did I write that?
It's kind of like smallpox, isn't it? You don't really think about it until the pustules come.
Yeah. And thankfully, smallpox is extinct. Hopefully his writing will one day be as well. So let's think back. The last chapter was that mysterious kind of East Berlin meeting with Bish.
Yes.
That voice. I hope we get more of that voice.
The special one.
Kind of loved him, Bish. Actually, no, I don't. Well, do we think that that's going to actually carry on? Because in Rocky world, things just get dropped.
This isn't like that, though.
No.
This is too big.
You think this is like a game changer.
Yeah. Are you joking? This is the only bit of plot.
Everything else feels like a prologue. And then, like, finally, chapter one was chapter 15 of book three.
Okay, well, what do we think the first chapter's called? Because I guess that'll give us a bit of a clue.
The special one, I hope.
No, you're not right.
The special one revealed? Unmasked?
I'm just going to say it.
Oh, I can't bear it. It's too exciting.
Shall I set a mood? Du-dum.
Du-dum. Okay. Du-dum.
Belinda Blinked 4.
Du-dum.
Chapter 1.
Du-dum.
Dearly Beloved. Oh.
Can I just say, James failed at the first hurdle and last at the chapter title.
Oh, yeah, you're so shit at your new rule, Kirsty.
Okay, that
didn't
work.
Oh, my God, the wedding! Da, 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 da. This is going to be Giselle and our Tony.
Our Tony.
Well, if I'd known we were going to a wedding, I would have dressed up and she wouldn't have been wearing that bloody coat.
I probably would.
Okay, so the last thing we saw was that meeting with Bish. Belinda Blinked 4, Chapter 1. Dearly Beloved. Belinda blinked. She must have nodded off.
Oh, don't tell me it's all a dream.
No.
Don't you dare. No. Don't you fucking dare.
Hard to do on one leg.
What?
She's lost a leg.
She flamingo.
After all, it was a rainy Friday afternoon.
Why is she on one leg?
She shook her head as the 10th pair of frilly French knickers scraped down her long legs.
Eh?
What is going on?
I have no idea.
What is this series of statements, please?
She scooped them up and put them onto the stack of used underwear sitting on her desk. One by one, she set to work, stuffing one at a time into a jiffy bag.
I know exactly what she's doing.
What?
She's putting the knickers on and then posting them. She's selling used knickers.
I know someone who did that.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, what? You don't. Do I we do. Know them?
No, it's someone I went on a date with.
Oh, my what? God. Oh,
my God.
The only woman you've ever been on a date with?
No, there was a guy. I went on a first date with this guy.
Yeah.
And he used to wear pants and then people would order them and, like, buy them off him for, like, 40 quid a pop.
Really? Mm. Did he have to pay for the pant? Because the margins. I'm just thinking margins here.
Oh, I think it was like a Primark Y-front. Don't worry. It wasn't like a Calvin Klein.
So what? He'd just wear them for the day?
Wear them for the day, like do whatever they wanted him to do. And...
But who was he?
Oh, God, James.
Was he like a notable person that people would want his news?
What do you mean a notable person?
Well, like, why would you want... I don't know.
Whose pants would you want? What notable person's pants would you want?
Well, I don't
want?
Know, but it's weird to just want a complete stranger's, isn't it? Like, I'd understand if you had like an obsession with someone.
Can you?
Blue sky thinking, obviously.
I can imagine if you really fancied someone, you'd want their dirty kicks.
In a jiffy bag?
Jamie just wants a jiffy bag.
But, you know, he's like a good-looking guy, so maybe some people just like.
But when you got home with him, did you think he was undressing you?
I didn't go home with him.
For romantic reasons, then he just stole your pants.
I didn't go home with him.
So, one by one, she set to work, stuffing one at a time into a jiffy bag, complete with the latest Steels Pots and Pans rate card.
What? These are like business favours.
She licked every envelope closed and triple checked.
A jiffy bag? Come on. Licked it closed. A jiffy bag.
And triple checked the addresses. Peter Rouse, Klaus Bloch, Alphonse Sturbacher, Jim Sterling, etc.
And you know the other ones.
I remember them, so I don't have to say them. And you probably remember them too, but also I'm Rocky, so I don't actually remember them.
Satisfied, she piled them onto her out tray and called to reception.
No.
Maeve.
Oh, bloody oh, Maeve.
Maeve's like, this is above my pay grade, I'm sorry.
These are ready to be posted out, please. Belinda swiveled on her chrome casters.
Wait, so now her she's... Own. She's got one leg and a wheel.
She was bored. Oh, so bored with paperwork.
Paperwork.
That is not paperwork.
Knickerwork.
She'd been hard at it for a whole 2 days now, determined to clear her desk, physically of pants, before Giselle and Tony's wedding on Saturday.
Ah.
Fast forward.
Huh? You can't say fast forward.
You can't put fast forward in a book.
Fast forward. Fast forward, and Belinda Blumenthal was humming to herself in her large bathtub, smothered in soap suds, up to her ear holes.
But not beyond.
No, she couldn't hear a thing.
So what the hell was the point in the panties thing?
We might come back to it.
The early morning sun glinted off St. Paul's Cathedral and penetrated her penthouse apartment bathroom. Leaning back, she relaxed, taking care not to splash soapy water over the expensive Thailand forest mahogany floor she'd just had recently fitted.
Her house sounds gaudy AF. Like waterbed, Thailand, what?
Do we mean Thai floor or Thailand floor?
Thailand floor.
Thailand floor.
Thailand forest mahogany floor.
But Thailand forest floor to me says like bracken and decomposing leaves. So is that all scattered on top of the mahogany?
Complete with all the bugs. A few snakes. Suddenly, her body tensed and twitched as if she'd been stung by a vicious ant.
Drowning in the bath.
Chiara Montague's submerged head bobbed above the sun.
Oh, God!
Hello!
Bonjour!
Gasping for both air and penance.
I'm not bloody surprised.
Is he suggesting she was giving her oral sex?
There were suds from hither to nither.
Up to her ear holes.
And other holes by the sounds of it.
Oh, my God, Belinda. Did I nuzzle you too sharply? She gurgled.
Wait a sec. That description lasted a really long time. Where's her lung capacity.
She got dude. She's not a smoker.
Comes up with a snorkel.
I'm so sorry, darling. It's fine, Chiara. But I have no desire to be chewed to pieces on this wedding day of all days.
Oh, not today. Oh my God, that's your mum's favourite phrase.
That's your mum's phrase.
Yeah, my mum says not today of all days on literally any day.
Oh yeah,
not...
she doesn't say I don't want to be chewed to death on this wedding day. She just says not today of all days. Yeah.
Come, sugar puff. I'll put the kettle on.
Oh, for goodness sake.
So what, has she just stopped mid?
Stopped.
She's like, just stop. Just don't bother carrying on. We're not going to get there.
Belinda stood up. The soapy bubbles cascaded down her curved back and over her long legs, where they gushed into a streaming chute into the water below.
That is gravity working overtime, baby. God. Why is there such a current? Wow, what an impact. Okay.
Belinda tightened her bathrobe around herself, making sure her ample breasts were covered, and went to put the kettle on. She knew it would take 5 minutes to boil.
That is some good kettle knowledge.
5 minutes? That seems long.
That's quite a lot, isn't it?
She's filling it to the top when she doesn't need to, isn't she?
Unless you're making a pot, no point. No.
She's not energy efficient, guys. Nice pad, babe. Chiara purred as her practiced eye followed the London skyline stretching all around the building. Where the fuck is
wow.
this?
So she's got panoramic views.
Yeah.
But also, did Chiara enter through the pipes? Like, come up through the back? Oh, this is nice. It's like, she must have come in at some point. So she's got panoramic views of London.
Yeah.
It's all window.
It sounds nice.
She's doing well for herself.
I mean, that's millions.
Yeah.
That's those tens sweet of millions, typhoid Benjamins. What?
The special one's just got €1 million.
Oh.
Just saying. Don't want to cast any aspersions. Also, special one's definitely not been revealed in this chapter.
And it was new. Thailand mahogany wooden floor.
Jamie, your eyes are so wide.
Yeah, she's come into some suspiciously large funds recently.
But do master criminals use their swag to just refloor the bathroom? Surely they've got a bigger grand plan.
The dress Chiara had designed exclusively for Belinda was heaven on a hat stand.
I love that phrase.
Was heaven on a hat stand.
I've never heard that in my whole life.
He made it up. He's a writer.
He's a writer, my darling, fast forward.
Heaven on a hat stand.
It was heaven on a hat stand.
I don't doubt it.
Sequined gold. Interesting choice for a wedding.
Gold sequins.
Sequined gold. It pushed her tits up to her chin.
That sounds awful.
And the lugubrious slit up the leg was as classy as it was practical.
Practical!
So she got her tits around her ear holes. Same as the suds.
And a huge slit. Isn't there a rule that's like, don't do tit and leg in the same dress?
Don't do tit and clit in this case. It's not
it's ever so practical. And classy.
What's it practical for? Riding a horse?
Well,
running at speed. Oh, Lord.
A wedding was always a good opportunity to make new business contacts, and Belinda, dressed as she was to die for, was now all set.
That was a difficult read. A lot of grammatical issues there.
That was uncomfortable for us to hear.
I love that she's like totally trying to upstage Giselle. She is the Pippa Middleton of this wedding.
Yeah.
Oh, she's going to have the Pippa Tush, isn't she?
Yes, Pippa Tush, like bright gold, like blinding everybody.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Don't look at me.
Miss Montague's multi-million pound worthy hands sewed the Steels Pots and Pans international sales director into her skin-tight dress with a final stitch.
She sewed it in.
Into the dress.
Into the dress.
As the final touches were made to the hem, Belinda got an electric shock.
I got one of those today. It's very annoying.
Cool story, bro.
Was it static from the dress? Or Chiara being naughty?
Static from the dress.
Famously.
You could never tell with these public school types.
What?
It doesn't mean anything.
Not sure.
Literally doesn't mean anything.
Just then, Belinda had the urge to kiss her seamstress, but Chiara's mouth was full of pins. No matter. Belinda had to be off, and for once there was no time for yet more hanky-panky.
Finally. She's taking a break.
I'm sorry you can't be my 21st century date like we discussed, Chiara, but they've been frugal with the plus ones.
What's 21st century about it?
I don't know.
Lesbians.
Oh, wow. So 21st century.
So woke.
Don't say woke.
It just means modern, right? But it's not really modern. It's like,
it's just
cohabiting before marriage. How 21st century?
Eating dinner at 6? How 21st century?
Reading your father's erotica? How 21st
century? In a very lovely flowery frock with shoulder puffs.
That sounds terrible.
Isn't a shoulder puff a kind of mushroom?
Chiara looked crestfallen.
Wait, she's dressed for it. Oh, fuck, she's dressed for it.
Awkward.
How would you not know that somebody was dressed for a black tie event?
And the smallest of salt tears crept from her left eye.
Vagina. Oh, eye. Belinda's part of the Glee team. How did you not get a plus one?
But also, Giselle and Tony have only known Belinda for about 3 weeks. So it's not like... Yeah, she's lucky to get an invite, frankly.
So true.
They've only known each other for 3 weeks and they're getting bloody married.
She must be really upset because she cried a salt tear.
Yeah. The most sorrowful kind.
The saline ones are the saddest.
Just close the door on your way out. Or wait for my drunken ass to return in the early hours.
Just close it on your way out. That's grateful.
Also, is that an ass from the Asses and Donkeys Trust?
Belinda winked as she slammed the double padlocked fire door shut. Very security conscious. Very well advised in that part of London.
Double padlocked fire door.
It's just locked Chiara Montague.
She's padlocked her in.
There's a fire door, she'll never get out.
Why can't something in her life be normal? Why does even the lock on her door have to be insane?
My dad is a bit obsessed with security, though. I think all dads are a bit obsessed with like padlocks and locking things properly and triple locking.
My mum and dad don't like keys to be on show. So they always hide like the keys under like a sea of newspapers on the table. If they leave keys out for you.
Yeah.
They're like, if somebody looked through the window, they'd see them. It's like, no, but people know we have keys. Yeah. They're not like, this house has keys. Break in immediately.
When my parents go out, they literally turn on more things than when they're in. Like they turn on all the TVs.
Because they look like
every
they're
light. It's like you can see into the living room. There's no one watching the TV.
It's like the Home Alone scene where he's got all those like figures on train tracks dancing at a cocktail party.
Yes. It's ridiculous. I'm like,
get the blender on, Nigel.
I love a shredder as well.
What, on when they're out?
No. They just, like, any mail they get, they, like, shred it before they even read it.
That happens at about, I'd say, 55, 60. They get the shredder, and then they're like, sorry, can't talk, shredding, bye.
My life cannot have a paper trail. Good day. Belinda parked her Jaguar. Jaguar? I thought she had a Mercedes. Oh, no, but hang on, she crashed it. So maybe it's her replacement.
It's a hire car. Or maybe she's got a nice shuzzy car for the wedding.
Oh, yeah. Splashed out.
Splashed out.
Belinda parked her Jaguar in the last available space in the very large church car park.
Not that large, last space.
Good God, she thought.
Oh, God.
And then remembered she was on hallowed ground.
You can't even think it. He'll know.
Sorry, God.
Sorry, God.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, I'm sorry, God.
Sos God.
Sorry, God, but I really didn't think so many people would be here.
Is she a religious woman?
Wait, you know God's everywhere if you believe in God.
So omnipresent.
If you think, oh my God, wherever you are, you should be saying sorry God every time.
Sorry God, but I didn't really think so many people would be here.
It's a wedding.
God nodded.
No, no.
Shut up.
Even he was surprised, if truth be told.
Sorry.
You can't put God as a character in Belinda Blinked.
We have to cast God.
Who's going
to
play God?
I don't know where to look anymore.
Sir Ian McKellen would have a good God voice, I think.
What was the line? The God line?
No, he actually doesn't even speak. He just nods.
Everything's happening in people's minds right now.
I think we all need to go to confession after this.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Belinda walked up the aisle, feeling like Penelope Tree.
Who's Penelope Tree?
I don't know. Penelope Tree.
Should I Google her?
Yeah.
Google her. Belinda walked up the aisle, feeling like Penelope Tree.
Wait, do you know?
I've no idea.
I never know who anyone is.
Is Penelope Tree suddenly a character?
Oh.
Penelope Tree is an English former fashion model prominent in the swinging 60s in London.
Oh.
It's like Twiggy.
Yes.
Tree and Twiggy. What are the chances?
You'd probably know her from... Well, actually nothing, because I really don't recognise her face.
Clearly Penelope Tree was very big in Northern Ireland in the 60s.
Clearly. So what made her feel like... Oh, because she was treating it like a catwalker.
I mean, we had to find that.
What a reference. Jeez. Fucking hell.
My God.
Also, stop catwalking down the aisle. Not your job. Get
not
a seat.
Your day.
Yeah, because I bet Giselle's right behind her. Like, excuse me, Belinda, I'm trying to walk down the aisle here.
Da, 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 da. And she's like, yeah, baby.
Penelope Tree.
I'm channeling Penelope Tree. Yeah, Peps. The Peps love me.
Please, no pictures.
She sensed eye upon eye upon eye. Focusing on her jiggling ass.
Just the three eyes then. One whole person and...
The three-eye raven.
She sensed eye upon eye upon eye, focusing on her jiggling ass.
I love eye upon eye.
What are all these one-eyed people in the congregation?
Eyes of those she loved. And eyes of those she had yet to love.
What does that mean? How many people is it?
How many eyes?
So,
have some people got one eye on the bride and one eye on her?
Also, she's only sensing it. So she sensed eye upon eye upon eye, focused on her jiggling ass. Eyes of those she loved and eyes of those she had yet to love.
Is this a verse from the Gospels?
At the front of the church.
Is this the vows?
At the front of the church, Belinda noticed an older woman very similar to Giselle, but without the shorn hairstyling.
Obviously she'd had better sex or whatever the rule is.
Well.
Oh, no.
It must be her sex-starved Dutch/Belgian mother, she mused.
Sex-starved. Imagine if that's the first thing you think about someone's mum. What is wrong with you in church?
Oh, no.
Well, she's got hair, so obviously she's not having good sex.
That's it. I always forget how it works.
It's a genital disease.
It's a genital disease.
On the other side of the aisle was a tall man with a brusque moustache and no companion to speak of.
Just means there's no one sat next to him.
She's so sassy. Sex-starved, loner.
So judgmental.
God, she's so Penelope Tree.
But also just jumps to conclusions. He'd been a widow for years. No, you don't know that. There's just no one sat next to him.
It had to be Tony's dad.
Why?
Like his son, he was ex-army. Ooh. Did we know that Tony was ex-army?
No, new detail.
Like his son, he was ex-army and someone you didn't tangle with.
Is she deducing this just from looking at him?
I think so.
With her eye.
How can you see ex-army again?
It's the moustache.
Just the brusque moustache.
She'd heard Tony's mum had succumbed to yellow fever years ago.
Oh, fuck off. No, she hadn't. What year?
The Black Plague.
What year had she succumbed to it? She'd got Viles disease from the rat's urine. what are you on about? Yellow fever.
She'd heard Tony's mama to come to Yellow Fever years ago when they were all posted overseas.
Oh, my God. What? In, like, the 1700s? It's very 21st century Yellow Fever. Nat.
Also, way to ruin a wedding. Jesus. Yeah. Bringing out the Yellow Fever and loners.
Hello, you must be the chap whose wife died of Yellow Fever many moons ago.
Congratulations on such a happy day for you.
You don't look like you found anyone since.
You look companionless.
Oh, here we go.
Uh-oh.
Bella
beckoned
her into the empty seat next to her.
Bride or groom, Bella? Neither of them want you.
She looked stunning, piled in...
Piled? Folded?
Poured?
Stuffed?
Like taxidermy. She was rigid in her dress.
She looked stunning, piled into a white evening gown.
White?
White?
That's rude.
That is a big no-no, isn't it?
It's a huge no. It's like really? The only no, really. You'd get away with being dressed as the Oscar, but you're not getting away with a white dress.
Evening gown, it sounds like a wedding dress. She's literally a fucking wedding dress.
That takes the absolute biscuit.
I wouldn't expect any less of Bella, to be honest.
No. I didn't think she'd be wearing anything.
She looked stunning, piled into a white evening gown. The rhinestone jewellery was particularly eye-catching, Belinda thought, when Giselle, on the arm of a strange man, passed by her.
A strange man, or potentially her dad.
Someone we are yet to meet.
The therefore. Only person that you could actually properly deduce who it is. Who the fuck is that?
What a strange old man. Kick him.
The bride slowly made her way up to the altar. Oh my God, Giselle's getting married. This is quite a big moment in these books.
I don't know, I feel like there's a twist coming.
Oh, what do you think?
EastEnders shit.
The bit where you shout out, where they say, if anyone objects. Oh, I love that bit.
The bride slowly made her way up to the altar, her large nipples quivering at the sound of the bass notes in Handel's masterpiece.
It truly is the happiest day of her life.
Giselle knew this was her day.
And she knew it.
She'd worked months, no years, to achieve this result.
Not steals.
It's an odd turn of phrase.
This result.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Just with, you know, what's going on in the background here. Someone's the special one. So Belinda's got a nice, lovely pad with, you know, lovely wooden floors.
Oh, James.
Giselle's achieved a result. That's not really how you describe your wedding day, is it?
That is a good point, yeah.
And you're also right with what's going on in the background. Very far in the background. Can we foreground the special one, please?
And Bella sat there squeezing the dress, probably drinking the altar wine.
Nibbling on the wafers.
Yeah. Delicious.
As she greeted Tony at the altar, handsomely dressed in his finest clothes.
I would hope so.
He's dressed beautifully in a shorts and t-shirt.
Handsomely dressed in his finest clothes, Bella turned and half shouted, Belinda, I think this is the happiest day of my life.
Bella, shut up, the wedding. Who yells when a wedding started?
It's not audience participation.
But we've been at weddings where, like, there's a rowdy, like, family member or something.
Have you? What, been a bit too much?
It's rarely at the ceremony, though.
Yeah, just as the bride and groom get to the altar.
It's normally after a few too many champagnes.
Which she's probably already had, to be fair. What time is it? 12?
Tanked.
Yeah. There, dearest Bella. Every dog has its day.
Dog.
Look it out.
Every dog has its day. What a bitch.
There, dearest Bella. Every dog has its day. Belinda whispered as she positioned her hand over her colleague's crotch.
Thank you for that comforting pat on the vagina.
Oh, well.
Oh.
It went from a pat to a dab.
What?
To a full-on caress.
A dab?
A dab.
Can we discuss the difference in each of those?
She's not getting a stain out. What's she doing?
You pissed yourself.
I would say a dab is with a damp J cloth.
Yes.
Yeah. So what was it? A pat?
A pat to a dab to a full-on caress.
I think none of them are appropriate in a church.
It's true, yeah. We're getting a bit lost in the lexicon. We should really be focusing on the fact that this is a wedding in a church.
They're going, I do. And she's got like two fingers up there. Not now, sweetheart.
Oh. And to think before she felt bad about thinking the word God. Now she's frigging someone off in the front aisle. Amen.
Oh, God, that phrase. I hate that phrase.
I mean, say what you see.
It wasn't long before Bella had mucus emitting from every hole.
Oh.
Don't be dirty, Rocky. What, so her nose is running?
Tears from her eye ducts.
Ducts! Tears from the eye pipes.
He spelt ducks with a K. Okay.
Her eye ducts.
Bless.
Whack, whack.
Eye hyphen ducks. Tears from her eye ducks.
Stop saying tears from her eye ducks.
Tears from my eye ducts. Pain in my heart.
Tears from her eye ducts.
Stop saying it.
Snot from her nose. And divine juices from her labia. Oh,
well, I mean, they are divine in the house of God, aren't they?
Yeah, that is truly holy water.
I really hope it's been blessed.
Yeah, I was going to say, her vag has been blessed.
I hope it doesn't get dabbed on anyone, because don't they do that with holy water?
Flicked on you.
Dipped a baby in it.
Oh, God.
I can walk.
I can see.
If Bella becomes a healer, I'm out.
She might turn the wedding banquet into extra portions at this rate.
Oh my God, water to jizzy water.
Dearly beloved, the vicar droned on.
He's just spoken. It's the first thing he said.
It's a fast forward.
We are gathered here today to witness the marriage of... Oh.
Why is it Alan Carr?
I'm imagining like a doddery old man.
Hello.
Hello. There's so many lovely people here.
Oh,
okay. This is interesting. What do we think Tony's surname is?
Oh.
Do we not know? Blinked?
Steals.
No.
Oh, God.
We are gathered here today to witness the marriage.
We are gathered.
Why is he so vibrato? We are gathered here today.
There's a lot of echoing, isn't there? It's a very theatrical place.
Will you
church.
Take this woman's hand? Why is it a West End wedding?
We are gathered here today to witness the marriage of Tony Sylvester.
Sylvester.
That's his surname.
Sylvester.
Oh. Not so weird. Okay. Oh, Giselle. Oh, God. This is going to be an absolute honker, isn't it?
I don't think I can do it. And Giselle.
Is it just a lot of consonants?
Mars Charlton Weird. Declots.
Eye ducks. Let's see.
And what did you even say?
That's literally every letter of the alphabet.
You didn't say anything before de Klotz.
And Giselle Mars Chalkover de Klotz.
This is Sylvester, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, she's Dutch, I guess.
What does that mean?
We are gathered here today to witness the marriage of Tony Sylvester and Giselle Mars Chalkover de Klotz of Steels, Pots and Pans.
You don't say Steels, Pots and Pans.
You don't have that in your name.
You don't say the places of work of the bride and groom. It's not like of...
Of Tesco.
It's almost like when you introduce the royals, you know, when they say like,
yes,
Lady so-and-so and so-and-so of Holland or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Very grand, but not appropriate.
Queen Beatrix of Luxembourg.
Precisely.
And yeah. We are gathered here today to witness the marriage of Tony Sylvester and Giselle Mars Chalkover de Klotz of Steels, Pots and Pans. Blah, 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 Belinda's mind interrupted.
That about 20 seconds in.
Honestly.
And also, did her mind interrupt? Was she like, I'm so sorry, that was my mind. Please ignore it.
Blah, 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 Belinda's mind interrupted. Nothing beats the efficiency of a registry office, she joked with herself.
I do agree on that.
Completely
yeah.
agree.
It took all her refinement not to burst out laughing.
Well, well done. Well done for holding it in.
What is wrong with her today?
Today?
Well, no, but she's been quite rude today.
It's the happiest day of Giselle's life.
But even with Chiara being like, shut the door behind you or whatever. I don't know, just being a little bit fruity.
As the congregation wept and grinned, a slight figure under a big hat and long morning coat snuck as quietly as he could into the back of the empty church.
That was the Queen Mum. It doesn't sound like a man.
Literally, it doesn't sound like the Queen. Hat and morning coat.
Really a man to read back. Definitely a man.
A slight figure under a big hat and long morning coat snuck as quietly as he could into the back of the empty church.
It's Bish.
Oh, fuck off. No, it's not.
What's a morning coat?
It's like posh wedding wear for men.
But kind of like a long...
It's quite long, yeah.
But I can imagine that's what Bish would wear. And what have you said, a sombrero or whatever?
A big hat.
A big hat. Could be.
A big hat!
A big rubber hat. Just his stash.
A pink cowgirl hat.
So in between the short hymns, you could just discern the sound of his wooden bamboo cane tapping on the cold stone floor.
Why is he doing that?
Very incognito.
Belinda secretively craned her head to either side and then back for confirmation of her suspicion.
What? What?
The figure coughing a silent hoarse cough.
Oh, James, I think you're right. I think you're right.
I mean, a silent and hoarse.
How does it...
Slowly inched his way to a wooden pew behind a large stone pillar tucked away from view.
Oh my god, this is so exciting.
Is this book actually getting good? Perspiring freely.
Oh, okay.
Freely. Just splashing it about everywhere.
He had the agency to sweat. Perspiring freely, the phantom sat down. Exhausted.
Is it the Phantom of the Opera?
Removed his half mask and began to sing. The 10-minute walk, no crawl, from the car park had nearly done for him.
Well, there were no spaces left. He must have gone to the overspill. Well, if it is Bish, we know he's got, like, consumption or something, hasn't he?
But he knew he had to be there.
Why would Bish have to be at Giselle's wedding?
Because Giselle's the special one.
Hang on.
What?
Belinda thought.
Oh, right, shit. Uh-oh. That doesn't mean anything.
That could not possibly be, ellipses. He wouldn't dare.
What?
Ellipses.
Wait. One question.
Yeah.
Belinda knows Bish.
Well,
don't know.
Wait. But do we think she knows Bish? As in, like, do we have evidence that she knows Bish?
Well, she knows that Bish is obviously their big competitor because at the Schweinsteigers she was told about that.
Right.
But I'm not sure if she's ever met him or...
Why would she know what he looks like?
Unless she thinks
that... she was the special... Oh, my God.
Or she actually thinks it's the Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, what's he doing here? It's a Saturday. He's got a matinee on. That could not possibly be, ellipses. He wouldn't dare, ellipses. Surely.
Is she saying ellipses?
Ellipses.
Ellipses.
Is she sat next to someone called Ellipsis? She's
talking to it can't be ellipses.
Ellipsis, you're listening?
Dearly beloved.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Why did it start it again?
The vicar continued.
Rewind.
What is this? Classic rewind on that. It's a pull-up.
Dearly beloved, the vicar continued, if anyone has anything to say...
No, that's not what you do. It's not any other business. It's not, does anyone else have anything to say?
Why these two people should not be married. Ellipses.
Why would ellipses care?
Ellipses, sit down.
Ellipses used to go out with Tony.
Belinda blinked.
Oh, God. My mouth's gone really dry.
That's the end of the chapter.
Oh, God!
Oh!
It's the most eventful first chapter of any of the books.
That was actually really good.
It got good.
Yeah, it got good.
Got
sagged in the middle.
I don't know. When Bella was coming all over the chapel, that was quite fun.
Yeah.
So we're not going to find out who the special one is in chapter one.
Well, clearly not.
Well, that was the end of chapter one.
But I feel like we're getting close.
Yeah.
There was a few, like, hints and nods. And...
Also, he hasn't forgotten about it. That's probably the best thing that we've learned, is that...
That's a wonder,
it's
yeah.
a thing. He's going to carry this through.
I think that has to be Bish.
It has to be. But who does Belinda think it is?
Bish.
Well, if she's the special one, but oh my God, but...
No, she could know what Bish looks like without being the special one. Because you would know what your competitors look like, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
So she'd be like, how...
he must be quite famous.
Exactly. So she could just be thinking, how dare he turn up to this private event?
The cheek.
Yeah.
And then the whole thing with Giselle achieving her goals or whatever it was.
It's making me think more that it's Giselle.
But then Belinda had that new flooring. So many questions, guys.
It's always the mahogany that throws you in these narratives.
Yeah.
Wait,
interesting.
Are we back?
We're totally back. Also, we're back, but are we invested?
It's the first time we've thought there's something next.
Yes. There's the point of a second chapter.
Can we know what the next chapter's called?
The next chapter is called Tony's Secret.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
I've got mucus coming out of every orifice right now.
And some really exciting news before we run off.
Yeah.
Especially for people who haven't been able to make it to a live show, all the international blinkers around the world.
Yeah.
We're bringing our live show to HBO.
We are. We're doing an HBO special, reading the lost chapter, so you can all enjoy the batshit craziness of my dad's writing.
Do you think Rocky's ever heard of HBO?
Well, he loves Game of Thrones.
Is he a Sex and the City fan?
More Sopranos, but I think he loves their output.
Belinda Blinked is very much the modern Sex and the City, though, I would argue.
That's true, actually.
That's why they were interested in the first place.
The original Glee team.
Oh my God, it is! They're just missing a... Who's the quiet one?
Charlotte?
Charlotte. Who's missing Charlotte?
And obviously we'll need an audience,
yes.
So...
That'll be good. That'll
it
would
make the difference, wouldn't it? Hearing some laughter would be nice. So keep your eyes peeled, because we'll be releasing information about tickets in the very near future.
So, so exciting.
Just if anyone's interested, Alice still has a coat on. You off?
I've got my morning coat on.
Well, it's time to be off, to be fair. So, yeah, come back next Monday. Hashtag porno days are back.
And we want to hear your theories. We want to know what you think's going to happen.
Yeah.
So tweet us at dadwroteaporno.
Or have a little peek at the Instagram at mydadwrotea.
We're on Facebook. And as always, you can email us at mydadwroteaporno@gmail.com.
You can indeed. And to keep up to date with all things My Dad Wrote a Porno, you can join our mailing list at mydadwroteaporno.com. A big thank you to Acast for hosting this podcast, and we'll see you next week.
You're off then, Al.
Yeah, well, I mean, I have been for about 35 minutes.
Come on then, doors there. Double padlock it on the way out.
Bastard.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.